Let's hear from highlights from Friday's high school basketball games on KLIA KRBLS. It was a season opener for the Knoxville boys, and they took on and took care of Clark. Live on KLIAKRBLS.com, KLIA 3.
5-2 Knoxville. Down court here is Tristan Stevenson, but putting it up and in as Cale Cook coming out of nowhere to get that one. Larson gets it in to Tristan Stevenson, powers up and puts it in. Tristan Stevenson has his first two, 11-2 Knoxville with the early lead. Throws it off to the right side, gets it to Larson, out to Lincoln, three on the way, splashdown, Lincoln Norris, the first one of the year. Here's Lincoln Norris, down to Jack Reed. Reed into the lane, gets it out to Lincoln, over to Tristan, he'll launch a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Reed, put back up, good. Jack Reed with his first two. He'll get a pass down to Jack Reed, and he slammed it. And the ball never touched the ground. Now here is Drake Larson. Drives into lane, kicks it out to Reed. Three on the way. Splashdown, Jack Reed. He barely tickled the net. 40-10. Smith gets it to Lincoln North, throws out to Drake from three, splashdown from the left baseline. 13 for Drake Larson, it's 43-20. Stevenson hands off to Nolan Smith, underhands to Fuller. Fuller gets it over to Cale Cook on the left side, gets it to Tristan Stevenson, lays it up and in. He just kind of did whatever he wanted to on that play. That's Tristan's sixth point, it's 49-10, Panthers.
Final score, Knoxville 85, Clark 41. Pella had a conference doubleheader with Norwalk live on 92.1 KRBLS with Trevor Castle and Schaefer Landit, starting with the girls game and then followed by the boys contest.
Turnover number 7 by the Dutch, and it leads to a runout layup for McKenna Reeder. And it's a 19-11 Norwalk lead early in the second quarter.
This team is incredibly unselfish.
Vincent inside, left-hand shot! A scoop shot from down around her waist as she's getting fouled. What a play by Michaela Vincent, the second hoop and arm of the quarter. And Pella pulls within 21-17. Long, wide open for three. Boom! Cameron Long for three. And Pella's gotten as close as they've been since midway through the first quarter, 32-31 Norwalk. Birmingham on the right elbow, passes it out to Reeder, drives in, back out, Birmingham left wing three, bullseye. And Braylon Birmingham has reclaimed the lead for Norwalk, 38-37 with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, she gave herself her own hockey assist. She really orchestrated that whole play herself.
Hand off to Birmingham, drive and kick, Reeder for three, no good. Offensive rebound, Birmingham had her shot blocked, rebounded by Brown, she's fouled and scores! And Norwalk has built a 12-point lead, pulling away early in the fourth quarter. Dutch turn it over, bad pass, leads to a three. Papson again, three-point buckets. 11-7 Norwalk. The rebound is loose and grabbed by McGuire for the Dutch. Pushing the pace, driving, spinning, laying, scoring. McGuire, his third bucket of the first quarter, and we're tied at 14.
That's just an incredible spin move he's got. He's used it twice already.
Great recovery defense out of the Dutch. And now Manning for three. Boom! Big swing there, a chance at an open three for Norwalk, and it leads to a three on the other end for the Dutch, and they lead 30-25. A missed three by the Dutch, and now a drive inside. Oh, what a block by Schulte, as Smith had evil intentions, and Schulte pinned his dunk attempt to the backboard.
Somebody call the SWAT team.
Drive down the lane, Pelzer got around Hoekstra and scored. And Norwalk, which was down 13 just a moment ago, has got it within 42-35. Here's McGuire inside, Euro step through layup, yes. And McGuire joins Schulte with 19 to pace Pella.
Final score of the girls, Norwalk 65, Pella 46. And the boys, it was Pella 65, Norwalk 49. Pella Christian girls took on Oskaloosa live on KLIA, KRBLS.com, KRBLS 2 with Tyler Crabb.
It'll be Chloe Nickel looking for a driving lane, kicks it up top for Addie Venera, dunk over to Bryn Runner. Down low, Rachel Keck, Maritsky, count the bucket! And the foul. Eagles up 2-0 with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. As Rachel Kekmarinski will bring it up the court, finds a wide open Addie Van Arendonk under the basket. And it's two quick layups for Pella Christian and a quick timeout. Pella Motors timeout taken by T.C. Cunningham. 6:37 to go in the first quarter. It's Pella Christian 5-2. Nice feed from Chloe Nickel. Down low for Addie Van Arendonk. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rachel Kekmarinski with her second bucket and the foul here in quarter number one. 6:29 to go in the first, and it's now 7-2. Chloe gets by her girl. Swings it back to Rachel, swinging it over to Jessa DeVries. Open look from the right wing, and Jessa DeVries knocks down the Eagles' first triple of the game, and it's another Pella Motors timeout taken by T.C. Cunningham and Oskaloosa. With 5:20 to go, it's Pella Christian 10, Oskaloosa 2. Nice ball movement here by the Eagles, leads to a three-pointer by Chloe Nickel, which was off the mark, as DeVries drives and kicks to Runner. Runner now going to drive as it was Chloe Nickel that missed the three originally. Rachel Kekmarinski was looking to drive, just had to toss it up, and unbelievable, it's somehow on the bottom of the net.
Prayer answered on that one.
Final score, Pella Christian 57, Oskaloosa 22. Indianola hosted Newton live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
Olsen, cross-court pass, Paw for three, knocks it down! Yeah. Amelia Paw, 5 points off the bench. And Indianola's back out in front, 15-12. Now 8 seconds on the shot clock. Erickson, Paw, right wing, Olsen, she'll pull up for three, knocks it down! Lauren Olsen with the triple! And Indianola's back out in front, 18-16, 35 seconds to go in the first half. Pass inside, deflected a couple of times. Indianola's going to come with it. Newton turns the ball over. Here comes McGraw leading the break. It's a 4-on-2. McGraw has it, pulls it up into the corner. Olsen down low. Grover, 1-on-1. Turnaround shot is up. And Maddie Grover already with 6 points in the third quarter. 3:50 to go in the quarter. McGraw, right side. Erickson back to McGraw. Swings it around. Graham open for three. Knocks it down! Leah Graham with the triple! And Indianola leads 32-18. Up top, Whitson fakes the handoff, gets it over to McGraw. Jumper from deep two. Off the mark, no good. Follows her own shot right to the rim. Layup up and in. The offensive rebound, and every coach yells at Andrew Swadner for years, follow your own shot, Andrew. And apparently Julia McGraw was listening. Down low, Grover, 1-on-1. Loses the ball, gets it back herself, kicks it back out, Whitson. Olsen, three-pointer, knocks it down! Lauren Olsen with another triple. She's got 8 in the third. And Indianola leads 38-22.
Final score of the girls, Indianola 46, Newton 29. And the boys, Indianola 73, Newton 58. Highlights from Friday's action on KNIA KRBLS.